Wow. Okay. Let's continue over here with the Yom Kippur. Yeah? I'm sorry.
I was just thinking the Torah on Shabbos is heavily weighted on one side. And
depending on where you're reading. Yeah, today, yeah. Okay. So what we learned here is in chapter 604, that in verse in the Sif 1, we learned about the specialty of fasting on Erev Yom Kippur, that the Torah counts it, not in fasting, eating a Yom Kippur. The Torah counts as if you fasted, and therefore, even a Tanis Chalom, which is something you can do on Shabbat, you can't do on Erev Yom Kippur. Continue.
One who wishes to fast for his dream until the Surah
Sekes.
Sekes.
This is called, that's the meal that you do before you start your fast. It's called the Suda Hamafsek. Hamafsek means that interrupts the weekday from the Shabbat. That's the last meal before the fast day. So the person wants to fast up till the Suda Hamafsekes. Okay?
We need not stop.
Okay, so we don't have to stop. So it's okay if you wish to fast that, it's okay up till that point. But you're not allowed to fast the full time.
Would it be considered a full fast even though...
It's not going to... No, because he ate the Suda Hamafsekes in that day. So therefore that would be okay.
But you once explained Tanis Chalom. Chalom is a dream.
Yeah.
One may not even fast a dream about fasting?
No. Tanis Chalom is a quote, should be really. Tanis Chalom is a statement. Tanis Chalom is a name for that special dream.
If you have that dream.
Yeah. If a person has a dream, it's called a Tanis Chalom. It is. There is called a Tanis Chalom for a dream, for a special... That qualifies, not every dream qualifies. If you see, like, certain dreams, like you see a Torah burning in your dream, or things like that.
It talks about here afflicting yourself. Does that have something to do with those people that actually whip themselves the day before?
Okay, the afflicting, as we'll learn later on, refers to specifically the five afflictions. That's eating, drinking, okay, you mentioned before, eating, drinking, and anointment, not marital relations, and bathing. Yeah, but that's not. We'll see soon. We have Malchus also, but that's not the affliction. And we'll see how we learn it out from the Torah. The Torah gave the rabbis the prerogative to figure out what exactly one is called the afflictions, as we'll see later on. Okay?
If one made a mistake and fasted the entire day of Erev Yom Kippur, to atone for this, he would need to fast one fast after Yom Kippur.
So you have to fast. If you fast by accident, you have to fast for your fasting. I guess maybe...
It's a penalty.
Yeah, but maybe if you know that you're going to have to fast again, you'll make sure not to fast. You know, okay?
You can't fast 2 days.
Okay? No, this is after Yom Kippur, not on Yom Kippur.
However, if he only fasted until the Segula Hamafsekes, he does not need to fast after Yom Kippur.
Because we said before also that if you wait the Segula Hamafsekes, which means you didn't fast a full day, you can even do that. We don't have to protest against that. So therefore, that would be okay. You wouldn't have to fast if you did that. Okay, number three.
The law of one who makes a vow to fast on Erev Yom Kippur.
So what do we do about somebody who makes a vow to fast on Erev Yom Kippur? Because usually it's referenced elsewhere, we don't discuss it over here. Because you can't make a vow against the Torah. If the Torah tells you to do something, like you can't make a vow, I'm not going to keep Shabbos, or I'm not going to eat kosher, the vow isn't going to be applicable. But what is the law if one makes a vow to fast at Erev Yom Kippur? How much of a law is it that you have to fast? Is it something that you have to annul your vow, or it doesn't apply at all? He referenced you elsewhere, but we're not going to discuss it over here.
So would number three really mean, what is the law of one who makes a vow to fast on Erev Yom Kippur?
I know, I just want to say, he discusses there the law in the Shulchan Aruch. He discusses the law of one who makes a vow of Yom Kippur.
So if you put the law is disgust of one who makes a vow, because there's no verb, and I didn't understand
The answer. So the answer is like this. In the Shulchan Aruch, which I take it from, over there it says, for this law, it sends you references. So you should probably have here the reference, the place where it's discussed over there. I didn't bring it down over here, because usually the intent over here is not to, I didn't have to look it up, and that part is not in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. It's not published over there, that part. So you have to look it up in the other Shulchan Aruch. So I just didn't go through the whole thing. So I just left it as the law, because this follows the order of the Shulchan Aruch. So you should know. If you want to know what is discussed in in subsection 3. So you take a look, you can see the law. Over there is discussed the law. Everything fits with the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch.
Or even if you just add it is, the law is of one who makes the vow.
The law in?
Is. The law is of one who makes a vow.
Not the law is. What do you mean the law is?
The law is. I-S. Can you say that?
I wouldn't fit here. Okay, well, I'll fix it up with something, yeah. Okay. I understand what you're saying, but...
it's vague, and there isn't something in the description as to what the ultimate...
But that's the way in the... That's the way it's in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Over there it comes
but
out like
English, that. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Okay. Continue. Okay. 4.
It is the custom to make Erev Yom Kippur into a Yom Tov.
Which means Erev Yom Kippur is not really a Yom Tov. It's just the Eve of Yom Kippur. But it's accustomed to make it into a yantar. Which means, yeah.
Do not make eulogies Erev Yom Kippur.
That would be like a yantar. You don't do eulogies on a yantar, okay?
Except for a sage who is before you. Or on the day the news arrived that the sage passed away.
So those are considered. So to make a eulogy would mean when the sage is before you. So that has a special significance if he's lying there.
I'll do the pen.
What?
Because it should be comma lowercase e.
What is this?
We do not make eulogies Erev Yom Kippur except for a sage
who
is before you.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Okay. All right. Who is before you? Or on the days the news arrived, they passed away. No, the news the day passed away would be because that's also considered a very traumatic time, so you have to do it for that time. Okay.
We also do not say.
Siduk Adin, that would be also the justification, which also we don't say when there's a, like a holiday. He says it's like
except for a sage who is before you.
Again, we same also, thing, if it's before you, then, okay?
We also do not say Tachan.
So basically, it's a holiday with all these things that are not done, just like on a holiday, okay?
We also do not say Shalach
many Slichas
before dawn, as is done in the other days. In some places, the custom is to say.
If the word is in there.
Yeah, is to say a lot of slichas. I just put a comma after custom. The custom is to say a lot of slichas, which means it's an issue over there whether we consider that morning already, you know, saying a lot of slichas. In Chabad, actually, Chabad, we don't say slichas at all. In that Seresh
Mitzvah. There was no comma after custom.
There was
no. If you
want
to put a comma, you could put in some places.
Oh, yeah, okay. In some places.
Once you follow the custom.
Well, yeah. You're going to look. One should follow the custom. So whatever your custom is, just do your custom. And that's it. Okay, Eric, 5.
One who does not eat meat during weekdays, but eats meat on a day when Tachanun. It's not
safe. Some people don't eat meat, you know, because it's during the weekday. But if you don't say Tachanun, they'll eat meat.
Is it Tachnun or Tachanun?
It's either way, it's hard to know.
Because you have Tachnun.
Tachnun, yeah.
So
it's really Tachanun.
So these people only eat on Yontif?
What? On Shabbos, Yontif, or whenever, or Shchodesh, or something. No. It must have been like some special day. They didn't eat meat.
It was very scarce.
Yeah, and they had to. But it's also, it was considered an indulgence, luxury. So they don't eat it when you didn't say Tachanun. Yeah, but here he talks about meat, so I'm assuming that he's talking about real meat, not chicken.
Oh, that's what they ate. They didn't eat chicken.
Okay, so he's permitted to eat meat.
He's permitted to eat meat after the stars come out on the night of Erev Yom Kippur.
So here really the question is, when does the holiday of Erev Yom Kippur start? Does it already start with the nighttime? So somewhere after the three stars, so already it's all holiday. So that would mean that the holiday begins with the nighttime, in a place where
lots of slichos are said at the nighttime of Erev.
Like we said before, some do say lots of slichos, so that means they don't consider it yet to be a holiday. One
should not eat meat on the night of Erev.
So you have to wait till the morning because it doesn't really start until the daytime. Because you say it's a lot of slichas. Because you say a lot of slichas, that means that it's not a holiday yet.
But we say Kol Nidrei.
No. That we're talking about before. We're talking about on the day of Erev. That's Yom Kippur itself. We're talking about Erev Yom Kippur was made into a holiday. Erev Yom Kippur we're talking about. Okay?
We do not say Lama Nitzeach.
Ya'ancha.
Ya'anecha.
Ya'anecha.
Yeah, we do not say Mizmor L'Soda.
It's also the Mizmor L'Soda that comes after Baruch Shomar, Mizmor L'Soda, because there's not enough time to eat the Korban. Because Yom Kippur is coming, so that's what we do. Tzach Ya'anecha is also because of a holiday, we don't do that. Do another one.
Okay. And usually after Ya'anecha, you put a comma. Because
et cetera?
Before et cetera.
Yeah.
Okay.
Et cetera isn't part of what we do.
Okay.
On Erev Yom
but a quote comes after etc., right? Not after Yancha. I had that question.
Yantha, huh? Should be after yeah. it, after Yancha.
It should be and then
all the time when you say etc.
Etc. doesn't get a comma. Doesn't get
even out. Though it's referencing the verse. No. I had that question all the time in my writings.
No.
I never know.
It's not referencing the writing. It's telling you there's more about it.
No, but it's just no.
It could be more of that writing.
No, in more of that pasuk.
But it's
so like he instead of writing out the pasuk. Yeah. It gave it to you in an etc. This is the rest of the pasuk. So that becomes part of the quote. That's what I thought.
It's a different thought. It's a separation between one and the other because etc. is not part of the quote.
Well, it is. It's just not mentioned. Yeah. It is part of the quote without having to write it out.
But it's.
Yeah? That's the way I do it. No, but I could be wrong.
The way they teach you English grammar is that has to be separated.
Yeah.
It's a quote. A quote is by itself.
Etc. is not a quote. The question is, etc.
No,
quote also.
Etc. is not a quote. What you quoted was.
Lam
Natzeach
Yam.
But etc.
Yeah.
is not part of the quote.
Not the quote.
Yeah. All right. I had the question. All my writing. I used to do it that way, but then I asked somebody, and they told me the other way. Maybe in Hebrew it's done differently. I'm not sure.
Maybe
the rule is different there. Okay. But you sure about that?
Yeah. Positive.
But you understand what the two
ideas. Not a great grammar.
No, but this is okay. But that was okay. Interesting. But okay, so it's almost like I look at it as I'm not saying Yancha, just saving you writing it out everything.
What time is Mincha?
6:30.
So it's Yancha. It's not Yanecha.
It's probably this is very difficult to know in the shva. It's a shva. There's two shvas. There's a shva na and there's a shva nach. They're also there. You can either say ya necha or ya ancha. You have to look at each time. Like in our sitter, you see there's a little star. So it's kind of hard to know exactly. You know, is your there. They're either pronounced. You either pronounce it Ya'ancha,
like
without or Ya'anecha.
Right.
Ya'anecha. So it's sort of. I don't look it up at each one, you know. So it's just it's arbitrary. It's not in our. We're not so particular, one way or the other.
When I say Ya'anecha, you correct me. You say Ya'anecha.
It's Ya'anecha, really. It's actually really should be Ri'ancha. In here, it is, I think, most definitely Yancha. That's what I think. I'd have to take a look just to make it sure. But it's usually Yancha. But can you have in English an NCH without an E?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. Especially well, Yancha.
There's no without a vowel.
On what?
NCH, come Yancha.
A-N-C-H-A. Ancha.
No, here I made Yancha. So as opposed to Yancha.
Oh no, the Ya is very good. Ya,
because you have two patachs. Ya, Ancha.
Okay,
it's not.
Well, you know,
it's not Yancha.
Because in English you wouldn't put the 2 days together. You have to separate.
Right, but
them.
The rabbi is asking, can we do N A N C H A, Ancha?
Oh, you know what you can do if you want it. If people pronounce it differently, you can put an A there and just put. Okay,
yeah, but that's too much work. That's when we publish a book, we'll do it. But this, in the meantime, we should do it.
I think you could do Ya'ancha. I would.
Without the E?
Yes. I mean, we wouldn't say Ya'ancha. We know that.
Yeah, no, but yeah.
I forgot what you called the thing.
Because with the E, it's Anecha. It's Ya'ancha.
Yeah. Okay, let's go. We do not say. Okay, continue next one. On Erev Yom Kippur.
On Erev Yom Kippur, we do not say Avinu Malkeinu during Shacharis.
I said not.
I think I said not. Yeah.
Okay, during Shacharis.
during chakras and during mincha.
See, during chakras and see in the Hebrew it's loy. You have the word loy, not in loud. In Hebrew it's a translation of Hebrew.
But you said do not say.
Okay. Okay.
Do
not
say during chakras.
Every language is grammar is different.
On every kibbutz, do not say vino malkeinu.
I agree.
During chakras, nor during mincha.
Correct.
Should be not nor.
Correct.
Should be nor.
During mincha.
Okay, next. Chapter 605. Are we going to do what time is it? Oh, let's do 5-10 more minutes. Let's go. 5 minutes. Chapter 605.
Whenever the young people are the custom is to take
a rooster,
not a
yeah, okay.
As a kapara. I thought yeah. It was with an S. Is it
a
kapara?
No.
No, with a plural.
Oh, okay.
Kapara singular.
All right. For a male and a hen. No, that doesn't sound right. For a male, a hen, not Ian. Take out the Ian.
No.
Oh,
no. To take a rooster for a male,
take
and a hen for a male.
And a hen for a female. It's okay.
The custom kapara is to take a rooster for a male and a hen for a female. The custom kapara.
The custom is to take a rooster, no? A rooster as a kapara for a male and a hen for a female.
The custom kapara is to take a rooster for a male.
Yeah, we don't know about kapara.
That's okay.
It's good.
We say zecha.
Oh yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
Zecha lifasi.
Zecha sumarasi.
Zecha kaparas. Those are the things that we say with the kapara when we do the kaparas. Okay. Then.
Quotations is in there again with the etc.
What? Yeah.
The
same.
Yeah.
Kama. Then the close the.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
Then you circle it around your head and you say, B'nei Adam.
Same thing, same question. It's all
the same thing with the comma.
Yeah.
We do not.
We do so.
We do so three times. If one has no chickens and uses other livestock for a kapara, he shall not take doves or pigeons since they are fit for the Mizbeach.
Since they're fit for the Mizbeach, since they are fit, since they are not.
They are, okay, they're fit. They are, okay.
Well, then they're. Why wouldn't you take it if they're fit for the Mizbeach?
Wait a minute, look, and you don't finish the sentence.
And if you